The following is a presentation of the Global Information Network.
This is Kevin Trudeau in the studio. This is going to be a very important audio for you because one of the big questions that comes up when it comes to a person who wants to achieve their dreams, they want more out of life, they want to make money, they want to be able to have a residual income, they want to build a business, and in this case, you're looking at the Global Information Network affiliate program and saying, I would really like to build this affiliate program. I can see that I can make a huge amount of money. I can see that other people are making huge amounts of money. But KT, I got a problem. My problem is I'm broke. My credit cards are maxed up, and I can't even upgrade to become a member. I can't afford the membership dues. I can't afford it. My credit cards are maxed. I'm living paycheck to paycheck, and I cannot afford the dues of membership. Kevin, I can't afford to go to the seminars. I can't afford to buy a ticket. I can't afford the gas money to get to the events. I can't afford to buy business building tools. And the people that I know are all broke as well. How can I build this business? How can I successfully sell memberships? How can I get people to join Jen when I can't afford to join? And all the people I know are broke as well. How can I do this? This is a great question. The bottom line is this. If you wanted to own a Subway franchise or a McDonald's franchise, you couldn't, could you? No, because owning that business, starting that business, buying that franchise requires you to have a net worth. You have to have money. That means you don't qualify to buy a McDonald's franchise. You don't qualify. If you want to go to Harvard and you take the SAT test and you do terrible and you don't have a good transcript from your high school, you don't qualify to go to Harvard. Sorry, you don't qualify. Think about this. In life, we don't qualify for certain things. If you are broke and have absolutely no money, you don't qualify to become a member in the Global Information Network. You just simply don't qualify. But it doesn't mean you'll never qualify. And so here's what I want to share with you on this audio. And I'm talking to the people who are affiliates who can't afford to become a member because you're broke. The fact that you became an affiliate, the fact that you want more out of life, means you have what it takes. You are born to win. You are designed for accomplishment. You were engineered for success. You were endowed with the seeds of greatness. And right now, looking around, it doesn't seem like there's many great things in your life. But I want to encourage you and tell you the truth. If you had lots of money right now, maybe you were a successful business owner, maybe you have a big, huge million-dollar house you live in and you drive a Mercedes and you make $150,000 a year, if that's you, it's going to be easy for you to build a Jen affiliate program. If you're listening to this and you drive a beat-up old car, or maybe you don't have a car at all, you don't have a job, you have no income, or you have a real crummy job. Maybe you're working for minimum wage. Maybe you're working for McDonald's or in a Subway. Maybe you're making $30,000 or $40,000 a year. Your credit cards are maxed out. You got kids and a family, and you're just barely making ends meet. You can't afford to become a member. You can't afford the membership dues. You can't afford the gas money to go to meetings. You can't afford airline tickets or hotels. You can't afford the ticket prices. You can't go and afford to buy any tools. Here's the reality. Yes, you can do this. Yes, you can make money. Yes, you can build a business. And yes, it will probably take you a little longer than the guy over there who's living in the million-dollar house, driving a Mercedes, making $150,000 a year. Yes, you can do it. Yes, it will probably take a little longer. Yes, you'll probably have to put in a little more time. Yes, you're probably going to have to make some more sacrifices. Yes, you're going to have to really work hard. But guess what? That's how that guy got to where he is right now. The guy over there that you're looking at, who's living in the million-dollar house, driving the Mercedes, making $150,000 a year, was in your shoes at one point too. And he made sacrifices. He worked 7 days a week. He worked two or three jobs. He went to school full-time or went to night school. He cut back on his expenses. He did all the things that now you have to do. And that's how he became successful. And now, because he's already successful, getting into the Gin affiliate program and building it is much easier. If you're looking to make money right now and you're totally broke, I have to tell you this. There's not a lot of options for you. Doing the Gin affiliate program is a great option. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you some very important steps. Now, I'm not making these steps up, because if you look around affiliate programs, or specifically network marketing companies or multi-level marketing companies around the world, and you look at the most successful people, many of the most successful people were successful to some degree when they joined those companies. They already had the traits of a winner. They had the traits of a successful person. They had the track record of being successful. They lived in a nice house. They had a nice car. They had money. They could afford to buy tools and travel and go to seminars. But there's many people who are incredibly successful today in network marketing, millionaires, who started off just like you. And you will hear story after story after story of somebody who'll say, when I joined Gin, I remember going to a meeting and wondering if I was going to run out of gas. And folks, that was me. Me and Blaine, one time, we were driving around and we were flat broke. We didn't have nothing. We didn't have two nickels to rub together. Back then, you didn't have credit cards. And we're driving to a meeting wondering if we were going to make it home, wondering if we were going to have to steal some gas or something, you know. We couldn't afford to stay in a hotel, so we'd sleep in the car. We couldn't afford to go to restaurants, so when we left, we would, you know, get bread and make peanut butter and jelly sandwiches and get cans of tuna fish and eat it out of the can with a fork. We did these things, and it was fun. We made sacrifices. I remember selling the television and not having a TV for 2 years. Blaine Athorn did the same thing because we needed the cash to invest in our business and invest in tools and invest in other things, and the TV was just a waste. We didn't spend money on CDs. We didn't have sound systems. We didn't have Netflix. We didn't have iPhones and iPads. Where do you waste your money? So the bottom line is, I have looked at, and I have been one of them myself, all the successful people who started off flat broke, no education, they didn't come from the right family, they didn't have rich friends, they had no money, they didn't have any skills. And how do you do it? So here is how you can become rich even though you're starting flat broke and you have no money. Here's how to do it. Number one, you need to make sure you have a job. You need to make sure you have some income coming in, stable income. You need to get a job. It is amazing to me that I meet people at Gin events who come up and say, I just can't afford to become an affiliate yet, but I really want to succeed. And I go, what type of work do you do? Well, I'm not working right now. Okay, here's the thing. If you can't find a job, you're a loser. If you're a loser, you'll never be successful in the Gin affiliate program or anything else in life. The first thing you have to do is change your attitude and figure out that you're going to have to work, and you're going to have to work harder. You're going to have to put in more time. That's what everyone who's successful has done. It wasn't handed to them. You may think so, but that's not the case. Every successful people, they worked their ass off. They sacrificed. And nobody did anything for them, and nobody gave them anything. So the first thing, if you're flat broke, you may have this whacked out loser mentality is, well, I need help from my upline. The reason I'm not successful is because my sponsor doesn't help me enough. My upline won't give me any money to go to the functions. My upline won't help me. Gin won't allow me to become a member for free. Okay, let me explain. Loser mentality will keep you a loser. You haven't listened to anything in the Gin training, which is you can't be a victim. You can't look at outside influences as the cause of your problem. You can't be an effect to the environment. You have to be at cause, and you have to understand that you have to take responsibility for everything in your life. Nobody's going to do it for you. Nobody's going to give you any money. Nobody's going to help you. The cavalry ain't coming. But guess what? You got what it takes. That's how you become a winner. And you need to get that attitude straight out right now if you want to be successful. And some of you are about to shut off the CD. Good. Be a loser your rest of your life. And some of you, 2 years from now, are going to be on stage giving me a hug saying, KT, you kicked me in the ass on that audio, and it's exactly what I needed. I'm not fluffing it here. I'm telling you the truth. Wake up. Pay attention. Remember, whatever the mind of man can conceive and bring itself to believe it can achieve, that means you. Remember, you were designed for accomplishment. You were engineered for success. You were born with the seeds of greatness in you. You were born to win. You were born to win. But you've been conditioned to lose. Change it today. You can.
Here's this week's code. Z74LL3. That's Z as in zebra, 74, L as in Larry, L as in Larry, 3. Go to globalinformationnetwork.com/bonus and type in Z74LL3.
So number one, you need to get a job and you need to get an income. If you have a job and you're flat broke, you need to get a second job. That means nights and weekends. Oh, I can't get a second job. Let me tell you something. In about 30 seconds, I could go out there, any city in America, and get a job. You can become a waiter. You can become a taxi driver. A waiter is an effective job. You work nights. You work weekends. You get tips. You put cash in your pocket. It's a good job. Let me give you another job. You can do telemarketing. You can go online, and you can be a telemarketer out of your house. All you need is a computer. You can go to a company called Expert Planet. You can go to Live Ops. You can go to West Telecommunications. There are many telemarketing companies that hire what's called in-home reps. You can, in your community, there may be some telemarketing jobs where you can do outbound telemarketing and make sales and make commissions nights and weekends. Again, anybody can get a job as a waitress or a waiter working in the restaurant industry. You can go and you can bus tables. You can wash dishes. There are a million jobs that you can do. This is what winners do. And if you're not willing to do this, then you're not willing to be successful. Winners are willing to do what the other guys ain't willing to do. Winners are doing what the other guys are still talking about. You got to make sacrifices. You got to give up stuff. So number one, you have to have a job. Number two, you probably have to have a second job. You need something where you have steady income coming in. That's what you need. First, before you build the business, you have to build your life. Before you start building the Global Information Network affiliate program, you need to get yourself together. And first thing is you got to be free of financial stress and worry. So number one, get a job. Number two, get a second job. Start bringing in some income. Number three, cut your expenses. If people come up to me and say, well, I can't afford the membership dues. I can't afford tools. And I go, would you mind if I come over to your house one night for a cup of coffee? We talk about it. Sure, come on over to the house. I go over to the house and I go, that's pretty impressive. You got four TVs. Boy, that's a pretty impressive CD collection. That's an impressive computer. That's an impressive DVD collection. Do you have Netflix? Yeah. Oh, wow, you got the newest iPhone. Oh, you got the newest iPad. Oh, you got a Kindle, too. Oh, where'd you go on vacation last year? Well, we went here. Oh, you got two cars out there. Those are brand new cars. Let me explain something. You are fantasizing and you're delusional. You are wasting your money. Successful people make sacrifices. I did, Blaine did, McGarahan did, all the successful people. We all understood we had to cut back our overheads and cut back our fixed expenses. Look at the cars you have. Sell them. Get cheaper cars. Your insurance rates are going to go down. Your payments are going to go down. Magical. See, you have to be willing to cut back so you can start having money to invest in your future. And if you're not, you'll never be successful. So a couple basic things. What type of car you're driving? Reduce your car. Sell it. Get a cheaper car. Get a used car. Reduces your insurance. Get a more fuel-efficient car. It increases your gas mileage, so you're going to save money there, and you're going to have a lower payment. How many TVs you got? Guess what? You don't need any. Oh, but I got kids. Okay, you need one. But you don't need any. By the way, I have a lot of friends of mine who have lots of kids, and they have no TV. And guess what? They're the best kids I've ever met. Think about it. How many TVs you got? Sell them. Go on eBay. Go to put them on Craigslist. Take that money when you sell the TV and don't spend it. Don't eat your seed corn. This is your seed corn. The money you make is going to be your seed corn. The money, extra money you're going to save here. If you get a second job and you start cutting back, you're going to have some seed corn. So the first thing before you start building the GIN affiliate program is you need to get your financial house in order and start getting some seed corn. That means some money that you can invest in tools. This is how you become successful. So cut back. Sell some of the TV. Sell all the DVDs. Cancel your Netflix account. Look at your cell phone bill. Look at your DirecTV bill. Look at your internet bill. Figure out a way to cut that back. Either cancel it or reduce the plan. Save money. Where are you spending money on food? You know, you're buying Pop-Tarts and you're buying Frito-Lay chips and Haagen-Dazs ice cream. Look, save money on food. Are you eating lunches in fast food restaurants? Buy bread, buy tuna fish, buy peanut butter. Get organic, of course. And make sandwiches. It's going to save you 50% on your food bill, even if you're buying organic, by making your own lunch. And making your own breakfast and making your own dinner from scratch. And it's simple. Make a big tub of soup, man. That's what people do. Soup is good. It's filling, it's cheap, and it's healthy, for gosh sakes. Go and get some organic vegetables and make a big pile of soup, and you can freeze it. You got it all week. You just heat it up. Throw in some pasta, some beans, and man, you got a filling, nutritious meal. Rice and beans is cheap, man. And it's healthy for you, and it's good. It's got lots of fiber. Throw a little tuna in there, a little chicken in there, and you get a full meal. And it's cheap. This is what successful people do. Where are you spending your money? Look at where you're spending your money, cut back, save money. So you want to do two things. Number one, get a job, get a second job. So you want to increase your income by working harder. And number two, you want to decrease what you're spending. And thirdly, you want to put some instant money by selling some stuff that you have. Maybe you got some guitars. Maybe you got some extra computers. Sell it. This is going to give you some seed money. This may take a month. It may take 2 months. During this time, you want to be reading books and listening to audios. Hey, it's free. You get these audios shipped to you every single week via the internet. so you can listen to the audio of the week and the updates of the week free of charge. You can go to the GIN website, log on in the affiliate section, and in the training section, there are audio trainings there. You can listen. Listen to audios every single day, and then pick up some of the cheap books. The Magic of Thinking Big would be one of the first books I would encourage you to read. And I would encourage you to read The Secret, and I would encourage you to read Ask and Then Is Given. Those are the first three books I would really, really encourage you to read. And I would also encourage you to read The Go-Getter. That'll motivate you on how to be one. You'll read an interesting story. All the books in the basic book list are recommended. But for you, The Magic of Thinking Big, Ask and It Is Given, The Go-Getter are really, really important. And I would also encourage you to read the Zig Ziglar book, See You at the Top, because you need to be motivated and inspired right now. So for the next month or two, read books, listen to audios, plug in. You can listen to the membership overview meeting calls if you don't have any money to travel, seminars, listen to the audio training, and then increase your income, cut back your expenses, and put some cash in your pocket. That's what you do first. And then this is how you build your business. The first thing you want to do is just get a few. And if you can only afford one, two, or three, then just get one, two, or three of the single CDs, the Success Secrets They Don't Want You to Know About, an introduction to the 14 CD series, Your Wish Is Your Command. You go to the GIN website, you go to the GIN store, and you order them. If you can only afford one, two, or three, then get one, two, or three. That's all you need. And all you need is one set of Your Wish Is Your Command. So you take that seed money that you have and you just get that. And then all you're going to do for the next month or two is just pass out to everybody you know and everybody you meet that single CD, The Success Secrets They Don't Want You to Know About. And then call them up and ask them, what do they think? And if some people have an interest in getting Your Wish Is Your Command, say, look, this is the only set I got. I get other people that want to listen to this. So if I'm going to give this to you, you got to listen to it in the next 7 days. Otherwise, if you can't do that, I'm going to give it to somebody else. And that's going to be exciting because you're going to have people fighting over it. Then give them the Your Wish Is Your Command and then call them up in a few days. Hi, are you listening to it? What do you think? And then after they finish saying, what do you think? Do you have any interest in the Global Information Network? And if they don't have any interest, next. Boom. Don't have any interest, next. You don't have time to follow up and follow through because you're broke. You don't have time for the tools. Sure, keep that person on your follow up and follow through list, but you need to move on. And that's all you can afford to do. And guess what? If you do that, if you're passing out these CDs every month, it will take you a little longer than that rich guy. So it may take you 3-6 months. It may take you a year before you get two or three people signed up. And it may take you 2 years before your group begins to grow, but I can guarantee you, if you are consistent and persistent in your effort, you absolutely can start building an organization. And if you don't do this, what else are you going to do? You're flat broke. You're not going to hit the lottery. You have to understand, if you are 450 pounds and you want to be thin, guess what? It's going to take some freaking time. And you're going to have to work hard and make some sacrifices for a couple years to get that weight off. But then you're in cruise control, and you can do it, and it's worth it. Victory is always worth the struggle. Victory is always worth the struggle. So the basic plan here is this. Number one, get a job, get a second job, increase your income. Number two, go through and decrease your overheads, your monthly expenses, your car payments by selling the car and getting a cheaper car or selling one of the cars. And reducing the insurance payments and the car payments and getting better gas mileage. Look at your satellite or cable television. Reduce it. Cut back. You don't need all the HBOs and stuff. Cut back on your internet service provider. Cut back on your cell phone. Look at those plans and reduce. This is important. Look at your insurance premiums. Maybe change some of the plans to reduce your insurance premiums. People spend a lot of money on insurance, and you haven't looked at it. Just go online. Go to Esurance. Go to Progressive. Call a bunch of people and say, I need some quotes. I need some quotes. I need some quotes. If you invest a couple hours just getting quotes on all of your insurances, guess what? Virtually every one of you can save hundreds of dollars, hundreds and hundreds of dollars. And there's your seed corn. You can turn that into a million. So spend the time to get quotes on your insurance and reduce that payment. So look throughout your life, the food that you're spending. Where are you spending your money? Each month, reduce your monthly overheads. Try to, and there are a lot of other ways, but the bottom line is reduce how much money you spend each month by making cutbacks and sacrifices. And then thirdly, sell some of the things you have. Sell computers, sell televisions, sell hi-fis, sell the bike, sell the guitar, sell that gun. You don't need it. Go through your house and sell stuff. You can go to the local pawn shop and sell it. You can go to eBay and sell it. You can go to Craigslist and sell it. You can have a yard sale and sell it. Get rid of some stuff. Put cash in your pocket. And take that cash and buy the success secrets they don't want you to know about and buy some Your Wishes, Your Commands. And just start passing them out. You can learn exactly how to do this online for free. Go to globalinformationnetwork.com. Go to the affiliate training section and listen to the Welcome to the Affiliate Program, How to Get Your Business Off to a Quick Start. Invest in the How to Get Started Fast series. And listen to the audio training. Go through the audio training. Listen to the membership overview meeting calls. They're free. You'll learn. Go to the community section. And if you are flat broke, let's assume your sponsor is a loser and you don't even know who your sponsor is, and there's nobody in your upline that'll help you. Now, if there is somebody in your upline that'll help you, don't expect them to do this for you. You need to take responsibility of your own life and take charge of your own life. But you can ask for some assistance, but don't expect them to do it for you. And don't blame them for your success or lack of success. If it is to be, it's up to me. That's what you have to say. Repeat it out loud. Repeat. If it is to be, it's up to me. Repeat. If it is to be, it's up to me. Repeat. Only you can do this. If your sponsor can help you and maybe you're flat broke and say, I can't afford the How to Get Started Fast series. I can't afford how to convert hot leads into members. I can't afford how to go platinum in 90 days. Can you loan me your set? I can't afford it. Maybe your sponsor or somebody in your upline will do that. But if they won't do that, it doesn't matter. You can still be successful. You have to take responsibility, cut back, take some of that money and invest it in that tool. That's the first thing you want to be doing. Reading books, listening to audios, and being trained by the tools, and then just applying the training. That's all you have to do. That's all you have to do. And you can meet people every day in every way. And just pass out that success secrets they don't want you to know about. If you pass that out to hundreds of people, some of them are going to want to listen to Your Wishes, Your Command. And if you get 30, 40, 50 people who listen to Your Wishes, Your Command, some of them are going to want to sign up as a member or an affiliate. Your business will begin to take off in time. It may take a little time, but I'm here to tell you it's worth it. The money is there. And once it starts rolling in, you can't stop it. Once the money starts coming in and once your group begins to grow, once you sponsor one person, then maybe you'll sponsor two. And then maybe you'll sponsor three. Well, those people, some of them are going to quit. Some of them aren't going to do anything. But maybe one of the three that you sponsor gets excited. And maybe the people that you sponsor are losers. Maybe the people that you sponsor don't have any money. Maybe the people that you sponsor are like you, flat broke. It's not who you know or who you sponsor. It's who they know. And it's who they know. And it's who they know. It's a magical business. You may sponsor somebody who's just like you, flat broke, who'll sponsor somebody who's just like you, flat broke, both of you affiliates, not even members, and that person happens to know somebody who has money. And all of a sudden, boom, that person becomes a member and starts building a huge, enormous group. That's how it can work, my friends, and it can work for you. I just want to encourage you. You're not alone. And many, many people, as a matter of fact, the majority of successful people in network marketing started off just like you, flat broke. The difference is, number one, they didn't make any excuses. Oh, I can't succeed because I'm broke. Oh, I can't succeed, I don't speak the language. Oh, I can't succeed, I don't have a car. oh, I can't succeed, I'm in a wheelchair. And I know people who became incredibly successful when they didn't even speak the native language of the country, when they didn't have a car, when they didn't have a job, when they were paraplegic in a wheelchair. What excuse do you have? Imagine being flat broke, no car, being a paraplegic in a wheelchair. How are you going to build a business? You could say, well, I can't do it. Well, I can introduce you to a millionaire who said, bullshit, yes, you can. Because if they can do it, starting off flat broke, not speaking the language, no car, paraplegic in a wheelchair, what excuse do you got? Well, guess what they did? They didn't make any excuses. They worked harder. They put in more hours. They struggled. They sacrificed, but they were excited because they were building their dreams. They were going after a dream. It wasn't a sacrifice to them by working 14, 15 hours a day. To them, it was exciting because they were doing something to make their dreams come true. They were finally at cause over their environment. They finally took responsibility for their life and decided, I'm going to take the bull by the horns and I'm going to make it happen. They said, if it is to be, it's up to me. Nobody else. Only me. And I got what it takes. And they went out there and they said, it may take me months, it may take me years, but no one's going to outwork me and I'm going to make it happen. That's it, period. And with that attitude, they became an outrageous success. And then when the money keeps coming in, it just keeps coming in. And I'm here to tell you, you can do this. It's worth it. And if you don't do this, I don't really know what else you have as an option. This is a business. It doesn't require a lot of money. It doesn't require a lot of time. And doesn't require a lot of skills. And it doesn't require a lot of education. All it requires is somebody with a dream. All it requires is somebody with a desire. All it requires is somebody who's willing to do whatever it takes. You can do this. You can build this business. And the lifestyle that is awaiting you, if you do the things that I suggest and recommend, is going to be beyond your wildest imagination. And not just the money and how that's going to change your life. You'll go back and say, I remember when I was eating peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and I listened to that CD, and KT said, save money on food. I remember when I was eating beans and rice and chicken. And you go back and say, I remember when I slept in the car going to a meeting. And you'll be telling your story from stage and say, I don't sleep in the car anymore. I sleep in the hotel suite. It costs $2,000 a night, and I got plenty of money to pay for it. And I don't eat beans and rice and chicken anymore. I have filet mignon. I go to the nicest restaurants. I have my own chef. What's your dream? Believe in your dream and believe in yourself. You can do this. Get excited. You're writing your story right now. Read the books. Listen to audios every day. Get some of the tools. Do the things I recommend on this training. Listen to the weekly audios every week, the weekly updates every week. Listen to the affiliate development series every week. Listen to the membership overview meeting calls. Plug into that every week. Get to any and every meeting you can. Go on the community section of the website and be encouraged by other people. Share their story. Believe in your dream and believe in yourself. You can do it. As always, if you apply what I suggest on this audio, I can confidently end by saying I will see you at the top, and I'm looking forward to spending time with you on the beaches of the world.
This has been a presentation of the Global Information Network.